Hi, this is Aunt Angela Webb, the Animal Intuitive. This is the Animal Intuitive Show, where we have weekly episodes about animal communication, natural pet care, and interviews with experts in the fields of animal care and advocacy. In today's video, I demonstrate how you can help your animal with anxiety by using tapping. Come on, all you doggies, won't you walk with me? I'm the puppet, 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 puppet dog. So today I'm here with my dog, Cheyenne. And she's going to be closer in the shot in a moment. But the point of tapping is to access the meridians of the body. This can help with reducing anxiety in an animal for a variety of reasons, including separation anxiety, going to the vet, thunderstorms. But also just keep in mind that this is an excellent way to communicate with your pet. It sort of breaks down a barrier. So as you're doing the tapping, just focus on your animal, and you may notice that you start to pick up intuitively what it is that your animal needs to say. So use this as another tool for animal communication in addition to being able to help your pet with anxiety. The first thing we do is we have a setup statement. And I just want you to keep in mind as you're doing this, please don't get too wrapped up in what the phrase is when you say the phrase. Really, this should be intuitive. And just kind of go along and say what feels right for you. And this might change depending on, you know, when you're doing this. You might say one thing one day and another thing another day. The setup statement that we're going to use is, although I feel anxious, I love and accept myself. And where you do that is on the outside of the paw. It's below where their pinky would be. So on us, on the side of the hand here. So on her, it would be right here. So although I feel anxious, I love and accept myself. And then we're going to go to above the eye. And some dogs have more pronounced eyebrows than others, but you're following sort of this bone on the inner corner of the eye. And this is a light, light tap. Although I have this anxiety, I love and accept myself. And then you're going to follow this bone that kind of comes out to here, comes around right to the outer corner, not the temple, it's the corner of the eye. Again, very lightly. This anxiety I feel. Right after you tap on the outer corner of the eye, you should then tap under the eye, right on the cheekbone. Just keep this statement in line with what you've been saying. So in this case, for instance, you might say, I'm so tired of this anxiety, or this anxiety.
Then below the nose. And sometimes they'll do that, they'll lick, so just go with it. I feel a little anxious. Just do the best you can with this. Then under the chin. Sometimes this anxiety is so bad. And then you're going to follow the sternum all the way up to the top of it, and you're going to come out to this divot. Dogs don't have a collarbone, so on us it would be right under our collarbone, but on a dog you just sort of have to feel it out, find that divot, kind of imagine it being under where the collarbone might be if it were there. I am feeling so much anxiety, but I think I could let it go. And then you're going to come under the armpit. And for a human, it's 3 inches under the armpit. So with a dog, you know, you can use your whole hand. So don't worry about being exact, because you're going to hit the area as you're tapping, no matter what. And you kind of just have to go with it, you know, it's a little awkward, but this anxiety can be so hard for me. But maybe I could let it go. And then you're going to come up to the top of the head. This anxiety, it's really not that bad. Maybe it's time to let my feelings about being left alone go. Maybe I could just be okay when my mom goes out. It's not so bad, really, when she's gone. I kind of like my crate. I like to sleep and get some rest when my mom's gone. It's nice to try something different sometimes. And I have cats to keep me company. And I did forget to do the outside of her hand at the beginning of that, but you would just repeat something there, similar to what we went through. So, you know, play with this. I hope that that was helpful. And if you would like to learn more about animal communication, I do have classes frequently. I have some coming up soon, and I also do private coaching. Feel free to reach out to me directly at AnnWithAnnie@intuitivetouchanimalcare.com or check out my website intuitivetouchanimalcare.com, and I'll also have a link to my classes in the description below. Thank you so much, and God bless.
Rub my belly, rub my belly, rub my belly, my belly.